welcome to Behind the Mic Radio. I am your host, Dawn Mack, and so very glad to be here with you on this Friday Eve. Yes, it is that time of week, folks, and that means tomorrow the weekend is coming. It's right around the corner, and I always get really excited. I'm like a kid in a candy store because I love my Fridays and my weekends. I don't know about you, but for me, personally, I do. So I hope you've had a great day out there. I hope your week's been phenomenal, and I hope that you're looking forward to a wonderful weekend ahead. Tonight, though, I'm glad you've stopped by and taken some time out for us. We greatly appreciate it. We've got an awesome guest who I've been excited about ever since I heard her song that is going to soon be released, and she is just really phenomenal. Plus, her first name is really personal for me because it happens to be for the same month that my birthday is in, and when I say her name, you'll go, aha. But she is really up and coming. I think she's going to have a stellar career ahead of her. She's already done some amazing things in the world of music and performing, and she has quite a background. So without further ado, I want to introduce to you now January Blue. Hello, January.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me. Hello, everybody.
Well, thank you so much for being our guest this evening. It's quite an honor and a privilege, and appreciate you taking some time away for us because of late you have been incredibly busy in so many different directions. So, just to have any time, I'm sure that you consider precious, and then to give it to us is very well appreciated. So thank you so much.
I'm happy to be here.
Well, I really want to start out by just talking about, you know, how you got started in the business because you've kind of been at this for a little while now and you've done a little bit of everything. So if you don't mind, give the listeners a little bit of background on you.
Of course, I know. I have. I've dabbled in a little bit of everything, and I think it's made me who I am today. I started off in musical theater when I was 8 years old, children's theater, moved on to adult theater and operas and things like that, paying gigs. And then I was discovered actually on stage by a manager, and then I started auditioning. And I got into this kid's dancing and singing and acting group, which is called the Jamix Kids. And that's kind of where my life changed a little bit, and the direction into music really kind of took off. And we traveled the world. We were on Radio Disney. We did all these interviews. We were on the Ellen Show, and it really opened my eyes and to what basically I want to do with my life. So I'm totally grateful for that. Worked with some amazing producers and choreographers, kind of trained me into the dancer I am now, definitely. I owe it all to them. And here I am now trying to start a solo career. So it's going great so far, and I'm lucky enough to be working with Luis Gossin. So I am in a good place.
You are in a great place. First of all, I have to tell you, and I think the listeners need to know this, is that when you were in Jamix Kids, you know, you worked with Queen Latifah and Randy Jackson,
yes,
Shaq, and so many people that are consummate professionals in this business that really can take you places. And it's no wonder that you travel the world. I mean, with those people to look to as mentors and, you know, for guidance in that arena at such a young age, I mean, what a way to kind of start out, you know, to have them
know,
in your corner, so to speak. Oh, gosh, that had to have been amazing.
It was eye-opening,
and now
definitely.
And I know Louise. I had the privilege of interviewing her sometime back on another show, a friend of mine. She has a show, and I was co-hosting, and I got to talk with Louise about her, you know, her career. And for those who may not know, Louise Gossin is the daughter of Carole King, the legendary singer Carole King. And to be working with Louise, I know just from talking with her and knowing her background, you are working with a phenomenal producer. She is so immensely talented.
It is so much fun to create with her.
You really have had the good fortune, I mean, huge blessings along the way in this career. It's almost like this is exactly what you were meant to do.
I know. It does kind of feel a little surreal sometimes because I feel like without even trying, it just kind of moved forward. And just being, I think, a positive person and working hard and being in the right crowd, you know, and giving off good vibes. I feel like people gravitated towards that and wanted to help me, and I am extremely grateful for that. So I feel like if you just, like, keep working towards your goal, surround yourself with positive people, and are a good person, I feel like only good things can happen.
Well, I tell you, that's some great advice for anyone. I mean, for you to be as young as you are and to have that kind of perspective on, you know, on life and what it takes to get ahead and to really make it in this business, that is going to carry you far because obviously it has worked very well for you thus far. Now, I have to tell you, the first time I heard your song, Trip to the Moon, I was really impressed. I was really actually blown away because it sounds just like a song you would hear on mainstream radio. I was just going, okay, why am I getting this? Why am I interviewing her? She should already be on a major record label, you know? And, of course, this was before I actually, you know, delved into your background and realized that you had worked with the likes of Queen Latifah and Randy Jackson. It was like, oh, well, she should sound this way. Look at who she's already worked with, you know? But it did surprise me that I was getting the privilege to interview you when you have a great sound. I love your music. Your voice is wonderful. I mean, and it's just a great record. And talk a little bit about the making of the song, Trip to the Moon.
It was actually very funny how it kind of came about. It literally came out of the air. Like, it came out of nowhere. We were kind of stumped. We were like, you know, maybe we should take a break. We're not really getting anywhere. And then we started kind of playing around with just the phrase Trip to the Moon and kind of how that made us feel. Kind of it made you feel like you're in a dream state, like, you know, a dream in the summer, you're in the car having fun, flirty. And then we just kind of came up with that first melody of You Like Me Like a Red Balloon, and it just kind of took off from there. And we actually did that part before we even got to the hook, which is kind of the more, you know, like rock and roll, it gets a little faster, you can dance to it. We just kind of started off with that simple, flirty, You Like Me little remedy, and then it just flew off from there. And we got these really cool sounds that we had put together that kind of made us feel like we were in like an old school trance for a minute, and it just all worked out. And we just put a good bass beat underneath that so we could just make sure that people could dance to it, and now we're here.
Well, it is very danceable, and I love the fact that you just said old school, because when I listened to that, I was like, you know, this would have worked back in the day, but it also is so relevant to now. I mean, it works for now as well, and it is just amazing how it kind of transcends these music generations and, you know, to be a relevant song for now. But, yeah, I love the fact it's kind of like, when I first heard it, you know, especially, you know, the lyrics you were just singing, it's almost like you're kind of floating along, you know, like you are taking a trip to the moon. And then it just picks up tempo and you just start getting into it. And it's really cool how that all came together and how it just unfolds as the song goes. So kudos to you. Now, are you working on a music video for the song?
Definitely. That's the next thing in the works. I haven't released it on iTunes yet because I wanted to make sure I was going to get a music video in the works, which should be filming by the end of this month, beginning of August. So I think I'm going to release the song on iTunes in 2 weeks and then have the video release about like 2 weeks later. So everyone can get more familiar with the song and kind of get more excited about it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can tell you when folks hear it, they are going to be excited about it because it's one of those songs that when I played it the first time, I had to play it again. I mean, it wasn't one of those, okay, I've heard it and I put it away. I mean, it's on my iPod, you know, iPad. It's really cool, and which I love indie music, and I love this kind of music anyway. And it's just so fresh and relevant, but it is something completely different from what, you know, we might hear on radio all the time, and I love that.
Yeah, I wanted to incorporate, you know, a melody that everyone could sing along to, but then I wanted to kind of incorporate Luis's style, which is a little bit more old school, and then my style, which is very, you know, pop, hip-hop. I've done all of that, so I think it came together really well with kind of both of our worlds colliding.
Oh yeah. I would say that's you're in the right place yet again, because to be collaborating with her, it just makes me excited to know, you know, what else you're going to be able to produce as a mm-hmm. result of working with her. So now you of course, you know, have this song completed, and are you working on other songs? Is there going to be an EP at some point?
Absolutely.
Or what can we expect?
We have a couple more songs we've already done that we will be dropping afterwards, and then an EP will come out definitely. So I'm kind of doing it in the sense of just dropping a couple singles first, getting people, mm-hmm. you know, aware of me, creating a buzz, and then getting the EP out and starting to, you know, really hit the ground running.
Well, I think you've already hit the ground running, and it sounds like things are just, like you said, are just happening for you. And before you know it, you know, once you get the video for this song out, I think things are going to kind of snowball
for
you, kind of crazy. Now, let's back up a little bit, and let's talk about some of your musical influences that maybe have influenced you, you know, musically along the way to where you are now.
So hard to pick all my musical influences, because it kind of depends on my mood. I'm really into R&B. I love India Arie. I've been listening to her lately. Just kind of brings me back, brings me kind of grounded and back to my soulfulness. And then also I love, I'm a fan of Gwen Stefani and No Doubt, and I love that sound as well. And then Incubus is definitely my favorite band in the world. So I love his voice. I love how they kind of combine different sounds. They have like a rock and roll, hip-hop, kind of electric thing going on, and that really fits well with me and is kind of somewhere I'd like to go. And then also, I actually have a new favorite right now, which is Macklemore. I've been a fan of him for about 3 years, and then I heard him on the mm-hmm. radio and got so excited, because he kind of came out, you know, independent, kind of like how I'm doing right now, and
mm-hmm.
he just kind of created a following online, and then all of a sudden, people just couldn't ignore his songs anymore because they were so amazing, and he's
mm-hmm.
just taking over, and I love that. Kind of gives me hope, you know what I mean?
Well, January, I can tell you that that has happened a lot, especially in this age that we're in, you know, with social media and the digital age.
Uh-huh.
And it's so easy to get content out now, whereas, you know, 10, 15 years ago, you know, you were really at the mercy still of radio stations, hoping some radio station would play your music kind of thing. And now it's
yeah.
just not that way anymore. There are so many ways to promote yourself. And really all it takes, I mean, when I think about artists like Macklemore and even Justin Bieber, I mean, he started out on YouTube, you know, doing covers
mm-hmm.
on YouTube, and the right person saw him, and whoa, it went from there, and the rest is history, as they say, you know. And when I think of other bands, you know, who have started out that way, who had like a small following and then it just kind of caught hold, I mean, yeah, I definitely think there's hope there. But you have such an immense talent. I mean, you didn't just start when you sat down to write, you know, this song. I mean, you've been at this for a very long time, and you've had a lot of years of really learning the ropes of the business too, you know,
definitely.
To try and
which I'm
you know,
so grateful for.
Mhm. Yeah, and it's so important, especially now, because the way the industry has changed, you know, music is so different now from what it was, not only musically how it sounds, but also, you know, the business side of the whole music industry is changed so
oh, yeah.
dramatically. And
you have to be a business
thing,
person yourself. And that's
yeah.
kind of what I've been learning the ropes to, because when I got out of Jamex Kids, I wasn't used to being my own business person. You know, I had people around me to do that. I was just a kid who performed. And I kind of got, you know, a little reality check, like, oh, okay, I have to do things myself and learn how this all works. And it was so educating. And now I'm so, I don't know, much more... I'm proud of myself now, and I feel more confident because I did everything myself. So,
it is a great feeling, no doubt about it. Now, talk a little bit about some of the other things that you've got in the works along the lines of this project, this record. I know it's about to drop in a couple weeks, and you got the video coming out soon. What are some other things that you're doing right now?
Other things that I'm doing is I'm always auditioning. I'm always acting still. I will never not be acting. What I'm trying to focus on is combining my music with acting, doing musical movies, things like that. So I have a couple of things in the work with friends who are writers and scripts where I could be attached to. So I'm definitely trying to get that to fly as well as my music. So everything kind of is happening at one time.
Yeah.
It's a waiting game, though. But I'm always trying to combine my music with my acting because I think it's so important that people see everything that I can do. And, you know, that I'm not just a singer or just an actor. I want to be looked at as a performer as a whole. So.
Mm-hmm. And that you are now. I know. I read somewhere that when you were, you know, like 8 years old, 8 or 9, that you really got bit by the acting bug when you saw The Sound of Music perform live. And talk a little bit about that experience and how that kind of transformed you and changed your life, and you knew at that moment that was what you wanted to do.
Well, I just remember sitting there, and I always was singing around the house and kind of dancing around. You know, I was taking a couple of dance classes. But I just remember sitting there, and it was the first live musical that I've ever seen. It was a children's theater, and I knew people in it, and I go, I should be on that stage. I want to be on that stage. Like, I didn't want to watch it anymore. I just wanted to be on the stage performing with them. And that's how I knew that's what I was meant to be doing, because I couldn't just sit there and watch. I really just wanted to be a part of it. You know, it looked like so much fun. It was everything that I loved to do, singing, dancing, and acting. I was like, this is where it's at, you know? I thought I hit the jackpot. I was like, Mama, how do I do this? Sign me up for this.
Well, it's like from then to now, look at where you are and how much you've accomplished. I mean, obviously you knew then that that's what you wanted to do when you grew up, so to speak. I mean, that's like, you know, when I was 10 years old, I said I'm going to be in radio one day. I don't know how or when, but I'm going to be in radio.
Oh, that's
voila.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's really interesting how it kind of transformed itself, you know, became a reality. But another interesting thing go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you go.
I was going to kind of change the topic, but another interesting thing that I read about you was that, which I found this incredibly hard to believe because you seem so outgoing and, you know, and you have this immense talent, but you had said that you had, you know, quite a bit of bullying. I mean, you were bullied in school for being different and that music actually saved you. A little bit about that, because having been bullied, you know, as a child, has that kind of come into play in terms of some maybe a platform now for you to reach out to kids? Because, you know, bullying is so prevalent in our society now.
Absolutely. I mean, I feel like I have to reach out to kids because, and I mean, I was bullied in seventh grade. I went to a public school. And I was doing musicals all the time. When I was younger, I had an extremely high voice that was shockingly high, and I was really small, so I would get made fun of for, not necessarily made fun of because I was different, but just, you know, they would make fun of me because I was an easy target, I guess, and you know, in a high voice, they would call me Minnie Mouse, and things that now I can laugh about, but when you're in seventh grade and you want people to like you, it was just kind of, it was sad. I would, you know, I would go home and cry and be like, why am I the target, you know, I'm just like every other kid, but I feel like, just because you're being targeted doesn't mean there's something wrong with you, because there was nothing wrong with me. I was just an easy target, and they were bored and wanted to bully someone. So I feel like reaching out to kids to be like, just don't listen to what they say. Don't let them get to you, because that's what they want, and then they're feeding off that, and then they're just going to keep bullying you. So it's something that I wish someone said to me, because I didn't really tell anybody. I was embarrassed because I wanted to be one of the cool kids, you know. And I was embarrassed by it, so I would go home and cry, and I wouldn't tell anybody. But I feel like if you just, you know, let people know and stand up for yourself and be like, no, you can't talk like that to me, then I feel like they have more respect for you and stop bullying you, or at least for a little bit, you know, can't hurt.
Oh, yeah. Well, they'll realize quickly that is not going to work, and so they'll have to either find someone else to bully, hopefully they won't, or they'll just stop, you know. But it is interesting to hear you share that, and thank you for sharing that, because
of course.
As you're telling that story, I'm sitting there thinking, I would love to gather together the seventh grade class and say, look at me now.
Seventh grade is the worst.
Kind of
the seventh grade is when the claws come out.
Oh, yeah.
So I feel like seventh grade is a good target for that.
Well, my own children, who have all now, they're, you know, two out of high school and one in 10th grade, but, you know, they all said in middle school that 7th grade was the absolute worst year of three. It was just, you know, for any number of reasons. But I think in some respects, you know, every single one of us has been bullied at some point in time in our lives, be it in school, and it seems to happen more in school than any other time. But, you know, there's also bullying in the workplace and just any different, you know, anywhere that there is an environment where you have a person or people that feel like they need to be on some sort of power trip, you know, they can try to be intimidating.
Yeah, it's competitive.
And it is really, you know, especially on the school level, it has become such a prevalent problem that, you know, it's really cool that now you have, you know, it's horrible that you had to go through it, but you can now use that as a great, you know, way to go out, like you said, and tell, you know, school-age kids, this is what I went through and this is what you can do to stop it. And I really think awareness is key, and I think getting the kids to talk about it and to let them know there's nothing whatsoever to be afraid of, you know, and reiterate that to the point that they get it, you know, and they will say something or they will speak up when it's happening, you know.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think awareness is key, and we should also, you know, let kids know that, you know, go to your outlets, go to what makes you happy in those, you know, dark times where you feel like you're not good enough. Do what you love, and it will make you feel better, because that's how I dealt with it. I just went home, went to my dance classes, I did various musicals. I was so busy that it didn't really affect me as much as it should have, because I didn't really, you know, have the time to think about it, because I was busy doing what I loved. So who cares what they thought, you know?
Right, right, exactly. Well, you know, at least it did sound like that you, even though, you know, it hurt you, you had the maturity to kind of rise above that, you know, and not kind of fall prey to their tactics, so to speak, and kudos to you for that. Well, let's talk a little bit about your writing style, because, you know, I know you were speaking earlier about, you know, your song and how you were kind of stumped at first what you were going to do, and then it just kind of all came together. Where do you get your inspiration for your material?
The inspiration for my material, it comes from different things. What I like to do, and Luis and I have done it before, writing sessions before, is I like to listen to genres that are completely different than mine before I start writing, just to inspire me to kind of get out of my bubble, maybe riff off of a melody that I would never even think to sing before, or like just listening to, you know, like a little bit of blues guitar to just kind of give me an idea for a melody off of that music. I love doing things like that. Sometimes when I'm in the car, I'm listening to the radio and I hear a song, I can create a new melody and a new song in my head off of what I'm hearing. And it just kind of inspires me to, like, get in that zone. And then also sometimes Luis and I will just take a phrase that we really like. And I'm like, you know, I heard this phrase and I really like it. I think it'd be good to put it in a song. And then we'll just start. So it can come in different ways.
Well, in those moments when you're, say, riding down the road, you're driving down the road and you hear a song and then your head melody starts kind of playing off of that, how do you capture it? Do you have, like, a voice recorder that you just kind of hum into, or, you know, do you have some way to kind of get it down?
My iPhone is my savior. I have so many melodies in here, sometimes I'm overwhelmed and I can't even listen to them all. So I always just bring out the voice recorder in the phone, and I'm like, even sometimes if it's not good, it's better to just get it down, because sometimes you can think it's better than others, and sometimes the ones you don't really like that much, you look back on later and you're like, wow, this is kind of good, you know?
Well, that's so cool. Now, you know, this genre that you're in, is that like the main genre that you plan to stay a part of, or are you going to kind of try to branch out and do some different genre styles?
I mean, I definitely am interested in doing a little bit of different genre styles, but I feel like that's going to be later. I kind of want to come out, you know, just being pop, fun, dancey, and I do have some slow tracks that I'm going to put on the album, maybe a little bit more bluesy, but I'm always interested in, you know, collaborating with different sounds, and I love when rappers and, like, you know, the hip-hop artists, they have kind of like an indie girl on the hook. I love that. I feel like it just brings both worlds together, and I would always be interested in doing that. And then, I mean, I love rock and roll as well, so you never know. Never know where it'll take you.
Well, that's so true. And the neat thing about you is that, you know, you're talented. And, you know, some artists, they just have a voice that, you know, if they're doing pop or they're doing R&B or they're doing country even, that voice fits that genre. And, it, you know, to hear them doing any other kind of musical style would be kind of weird, you know, or would seem out of place almost. With your voice, though, you've got, I think, lots of latitude. You've got attitude, but in a good way, you know, on your music is so cool. But, you know, just to have that latitude to be able to stretch yourself as an artist and not be boxed in, which I think is so cool because it really gives you a lot of ability to be as creative as you want to be.
Yeah, definitely. I'm never going to not be creative with it. And it can pretty much, I mean, I can sing country, I can sing rock and roll. It can pretty much do whatever I want it to, depending on the music that I'm writing and pursuing. So I'm excited to see where that goes. And I think it's good for acting, too, and acting roles, because what if I have to play a country singer, you know? Good thing I can sing country as well. So I'm just kind of the open book of creativity in that way.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, before I let you go, I want to touch on your acting side of your talent, because we briefly spoke about that. But I know you said that, you know, where you could perform, you know, your music and also act is kind of really your forte. But have you considered doing, you know, different types of acting, like major motion pictures, or would you try to go, like, the daytime drama route, or either interest within that?
I'm pretty much open to any of those. I have been in acting class for years, just practicing every type of acting, like all the genres. I'm really into comedy right now, too, so like three-camera comedy or any, you know, comedic movies I'm always open to. And then a drama as well. I've always been into drama. So it's kind of wherever it takes me, wherever is best for my career at the time, I'll go in that direction. But then also, I'm an open book, so I can just, you know, I can pretty much do it all. I just, right now, I'm trying to find, you know, what is best for me at this moment.
Yeah,
so,
well,
acting is a good career because you can do it until you're 100. So,
I know,
that's
the truth.
I have time to do everything that I want to do. I'm an old lady, right?
That's right. Well, the thing I want to say is your name, January Blue, is a great name for music, but it's also a great name for the big screen. You know, like it's just one of those names that, you know, could be a household name and people would easily remember it because, you know, it's not every day that you hear of someone being named January. So that's just cool.
No, not at all.
But so that's awesome. And I know, I have no doubt that you are going to be successful in whatever you do because you have been thus far. And I think, you know, the sky's the limit and you have got an awesome career ahead of you. I just expect great things to come for you. And I can't wait to hear, you know, other music as you release it. Can't wait to see the video, to Trip to the Moon. You just got so much stuff. It's exciting. I mean, it's got to be surreal and mind-blowing all at the same time.
It is, you know, but you just got to stay grounded and in the moment because, you know, you don't want to miss anything in this world that we're living in. It can get really busy and crazy in this business, but I'm just trying to stay true to myself at all times and, you know, just live in the moment and just roll with it. So I'm excited.
Excellent advice. Well, I want to say a huge thank you to you for being our special guest this evening and just chatting with us about your career and everything you've got going on. And we just wish you the best of luck and for much continued success as you move forward in your journey.
Thank you so much, Donna. It's been amazing. Thank you so much. You've made my day.
Thank you, and we'd love to have you back anytime. Anytime you have something new to share, please let us know. Have your publicist call us, and we'll be glad to get you on, and so you can talk to us about it.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, take care, January. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Have a wonderful weekend. Bye.
All right. You did the same. Bye-bye. What a delight. January Blue. Remember the name. Now, that's B-L-U. And you can find her on Facebook. She's currently has a website in the works. It's under construction, so we don't quite have that launched as of yet, but it will be soon. But look her up on Facebook. And her brand new tune that's going to be dropping on iTunes and will be released in a couple of weeks, Trip to the Moon. We are going to play that for you now just to kind of give you a little bit of a taste of her musical style. I absolutely love her. She is so much fun and what a delight to speak with. And I must reiterate that if she is working with the legendary Louise Goffin, who is the daughter of Carole King, I mean, that is just going to send her career into orbit. I mean, just to have that kind of an experience working with someone like that is just amazing. And you will certainly hear that on this song. So play for you now January's latest single and world premiering here on our show tonight. And this is Trip to the Moon. Here on our show tonight called Trip to the Moon. It will be out on iTunes in 2 weeks, and then forthcoming will be the video to the song, so be on the lookout for that. We'll be promoting that once we get word from January that it is available. So be ready to find that when it comes out. And so want to say a huge thank you again to January Blue for being our special guest this evening. Before we wrap, I want to make an announcement on Monday. We've got a big week next week. We've got some great guests coming. And I'm so very excited, and I just want to go ahead and let you know that the month of August is going to be hot. Now, it may be hot weather-wise, but it's going to be hot right here on our show. We've got some great guests lined up, some veteran actors of television, movies. I mean, it's just mind-blowing how I'm booking people left and right. It's amazing, and so we're very, very excited. But next week, we're going to have a great week here on Behind the Mic Radio. Coming Monday, if you are a Mad Men fan of the AMC drama series, we are going to have Channing Chase on our show here at 8 p.m. Eastern on Monday night. And as you know, Channing plays Dorothy Dot Dykeman Campbell on the AMC hit series Mad Men. She plays the Blue Blood socialite. But Channing has had an extensive career in film and television, and she has done a slew of commercials. So we're in for a real treat speaking with her. And also on Monday night, you'll want to be right here because we will be making an announcement of a huge, and I mean a huge, Days of Our Lives star that we have coming on Wednesday, the 31st. So very excited. Just got the confirmation today. So if you are a Days fan, you'll want to tune in for that announcement. And so that is all I'm going to tell you for now. You'll just have to stay tuned. Follow us on Twitter because we will be announcing it there as well if we're not able to catch you here. But Monday night after our show ends, we will make the big announcement before we wrap. So stay tuned. So I want to thank everyone for joining us this evening, and if you're brand new to our program, welcome aboard. We're always glad to have new listeners and hope that it will not be your last time here. And again, a huge thank you to January Blue. What a great song. And with that, I'm going to say have a great, great weekend all. Tomorrow's Friday. The weekend is almost here. Hope you enjoy it. Be safe. Have fun. And we'll see you right back here again on Monday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern with Channing Chase of Mad Men. Take care, all. Good night.
Thanks for listening to tonight's show. You can connect to Behind the Mic Radio on Twitter at BT Mic Radio and on Facebook at Behind the Mic Radio. Check out our website at BehindTheMicRadio.com. Also, follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio where you can stay up to date on all upcoming shows. Every episode is available for immediate download upon the conclusion of each broadcast and, as always, on iTunes. Thank you for joining us.